East Coast Radio Newswatch. News, traffic, weather.
Tourism officials say the province has produced mixed results this festive season.
Durban generally was about the same as last year. The superstar this season was the Natal South Coast, with 25 to 30% increase in occupancy. So that's absolutely good to see the South Coast rebounding very strongly. Drakensberg was very flat, unfortunately. We didn't see any growth in the Drakensberg region. And to the Richards Bay as well, they didn't have a very good season. Natal South Coast seemed to have had a good season, but not much growth. Bit of a mixed bag outcome. But in terms of generally, there was very few issues over the holidays, which is great.
That's Fadasa's Brett Tange, who says high-end hotels thrived, but mid-range and budget venues lagged, failing to match last year's performance. Tange says rising economic pressures on the middle class forced shorter stays and lighter spending, shrinking the 2025 festive season to just Christmas and New Year. He says infrastructure challenges, particularly poor road conditions in northern KZN and the Drakensberg, remain a major concern for foreign self-driving tourists.
We need to now try and focus on regain our post or pre-COVID foreign tourism. KZN is still the strongest province in terms of the domestic market share in South Africa, but we've fallen very far back in terms of foreign arrivals into the province. And that needs to be the goal this year, is to try and attract back the foreign trade. It's extremely critical for the tourism industry now out of season.
The South African Petroleum Retailers Association is urging motorists to plan ahead as significant fuel price reductions take effect from Wednesday. The cost of petrol is dropping by 62 and 66 cents a litre. Diesel prices are being slashed by between 1.37 rand and 1.50 rand per litre. An illuminating paraffin will also decrease by 1.48 rand a litre. SAPRA National spokesperson Henry van der Merwe.
This fuel price decrease is a very welcome start to the year. Fuel is a key input cost across the economy. So lower prices don't only help motorists, they also reduce transport, logistics and production costs. The sharp drop in diesel is particularly important for agricultural, freight and manufacturing, and it should help ease pressure on consumer prices.
Moving to the northwest, as the African National Congress prepares for its annual January 8th celebrations, party spokesperson Mahlengi Bengu says the National Executive Committee will deliberate on the United States' military action in Venezuela.
We have wanted to wait for this National Executive Committee, given the gravity of what has happened there, so that we can have a political discussion first and not just issue an occasional statement, and that is what is going to be happening.
The comments follow Saturday's operation, during which U.S. forces captured the Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro after launching what Washington has described as a large-scale operation in the South American country. Maduro has arrived at the New York court this afternoon with his wife Celia Flores. The couple face narco trafficking charges. Maduro was escorted by heavily armed officers to court after being transported by helicopter and armored car. Durban, a high of 32 tomorrow. Pietermaritzburg and Richards Bay, 35. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhyal.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Darren Fletcher to step in as United interim coach following the sacking of Ruben Amorim. Bafana Bafana's focus now shifts to the World Cup following their AFCON exit. And Australia end day two of the final Ashes test on 166 for two, still trailing England's first inning score by 218 runs.